There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Brand new music from New Moon Rising. That was What You Need. Before that, you heard, what did you hear? Oh boy, I'm looking at my notes. By Light We Loom with The Ignition, some Michael McFarland, the architect, Welshly Arms, and starting off that set was Cities and Coasts. But right now, I have in studio New Moon Rising. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
hey.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So, who are you, left to right?
My name's Steve, play drums.
I'm Justin, bass guitar.
Terry Campbell, lead singer, rhythm guitar.
Evan Stone, lead guitar.
And hey, why are you guys here? What are you doing?
Well, we're trying to promote this new EP we got here called Pura Vida. Just released today on iTunes and Spotify, actually. And we got a release show coming up at the Grog Shop this Saturday. Plus, we just want to be on the radio.
Well, so far it's working out pretty well. I mean, we've lasted about 30 seconds, so congratulations. But yeah, you've got a big show coming up this Saturday at the Grog Shop. It's going to start at, what, doors are at 7:30, correct?
That's right.
All right, so this Saturday, 7:30. Who else is playing with you?
A couple of the bands you just played. Michael McFarland's and his new band is the Messmakers. They're coming to going to open it up right at 8, right after the doors open. And then By Light We Loom after that, everyone's going to have about a 40-minute set. And an indie band up is coming up from Columbus called Fever to go on after them. And then we go on for a pretty extended set.
Awesome. Now, Fever, when I was looking at this lineup, that was the one band I didn't recognize. Are they from Cleveland?
No, they're from Columbus.
Very cool. How'd you get hooked up with them?
Well, they have a pretty good following down there. A lot of plays. They have a single, and that's really amazing.
On this show, we're working with James Carroll, and he actually recommended them also to us, and then Evan followed up and got them.
That's awesome. Well, it's a great lineup again this Saturday at the Grog Shop. It's going to be your CD release. Now, is this your first album?
No, that's actually... Get up on this microphone here.
There you go.
That's the first EP that we've released. There's two albums before this. I started the band almost 4 years ago, I think, like 3 or 4 years ago. And the lineup kind of evolved to what we are today. But we have our first album... It's called The Deep Unknown, and the second one we just recorded 2 years ago called Bohemia Nervosa, another full-length album, and that was actually just me and Evan here.
Well, Bohemia, one more time?
Bohemia Nervosa.
Okay, what does that mean? I'm not as educated as most people listening right now, so I don't even...
I like weird names for albums.
Okay.
What does it mean? It's like kind of like this desire to be free from... all the bull in society, you know, and it's almost like a complex, you know.
Okay.
It's like a, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt
it's
you.
It's like a hippie complex.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right, cool. And I usually don't ask this question because it's a standard question. I try to stay away from those. But you did mention that the way the band formed was kind of an interesting interesting thing. How did the band form?
Well, the original lineup was me and three other guys who are not here today, and I was looking for a keyboard player, and I knew Evan from, we went to high school together, but we never really hung out in high school, but I knew he was in the music scene, and so he was down in Kent, and I went down and visited him and asked if he wanted to play keys, and like a couple weeks later, our lead guitar player quit, and he primarily plays lead guitar, so I said, okay, do you want to play lead guitar? And well, the other two members dropped off by... You know,
I gotta tell my evolution.
I feel like there's a backstory here.
Well,
like,
I mean, there's just a friend of mine. He's a videographer, Alex Delmont. He Terry. He's friends with Terry, also, and basically they were looking for a drummer, and so he just shared. He linked my name to it and just said, "This is your guy." And I went for one audition with them, and they kind of made it sound like they had other people in mind. And, you know, we'll let you know, the next day they called me, we want you to play with us. And we went through a couple, bases, and then we found this this gentleman over here to my left.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how I ended up joining the band. I've been playing bass for a long time, and I knew Terry. I used to hang out with his younger brother in high school. So, you know, same hometown. Yeah, same hometown. And I think I was first reached out to by Terry here. While they were recording Bohemia Nervosa, blah, 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 Nervosa.
The definition on the CD itself.
And he messaged me. I think he wanted to borrow my bass for, I don't know, maybe rehearsals or something. And
really?
You did. And and I was involved in another project at the time, so I was unable to lend a hand. And I think it was Evan who reached out to me next and said, hey, we got this album done, but we need someone to play with us full time. And... I think I came over one time, and he was down in Kent where he was staying, and we got to jam and went through the album, and it was, you know, rest is history.
Well, there you
on
go.
My part.
There you go.
Yes, sir.
So well, that's cool.
Been together for, like, how long?
Almost 2 years.
2 years.
Almost
yeah,
2 years
this,
now.
In this all lineup together. Right now, yeah.
Awesome. Well, very cool. Well, you've got your instruments out. You're ready to play a tune. What are you going to play for the listening audience?
We are going to play a song from our second album, Bohemia Nervosa. This is called If It's Not Too Late, acoustic style.
got to go. But honey, there's something that you ought to know. There's a piece of you in every part of me, and it's not enough just to see it in my dreams. Maybe I made a mistake, didn't see the fire in your eyes. Honey, if it's not too late, maybe we could give it another try. I know you're with him, and you say you're doing fine, but honey, I see through those lonely eyes. I'm with her now, but she just isn't cheap. She can never love you like you do. So if you hear me now, I'm calling out to you. I'll be waiting where the gray sky turns blue. Maybe I made a mistake, didn't see the fire in your eyes. Honey, if it's not too late, maybe we could give it another try.
Here on Neo Rocks, previewing their big release show this Saturday at the Grog Shop. Doors are at 7:30. Along with New Moon Rising, you will have Michael McFarlane, By Light We Loom, and the band I keep forgetting the name of.
Fiva Fiva.
There
Fiva,
we go. Good stuff. That was awesome. What was the name of that tune again?
It's called If It's Not Too Late.
Beautiful. Now, you guys recorded with Jim Stewart, correct?
Oh, yeah.
The Wizard.
Jim's the man.
How did that go?
It went great. We did Bohemian Nervosa with him. We did just the mixing, the second part of doing the album with Jim Stewart. He came highly recommended.
Yeah, we recorded that album at Summa with Paul Heyman or whatever the hell it is.
And so we knew we were going to do the whole album with him this time, just to keep things simpler from stage to stage of the recording.
Now, is it
true? He was in a studio, and now he had like Crush Tone Studios downtown.
Sorry.
Yeah, we were in like the beginning stages of him moving to Crush Tone. So basically, the first day we recorded, we were at Crush Tone, and then just to do some follow up stuff, we went back to Jim's place. Was that in Ohio City? And then by then, when we were kind of mixing it down, getting the final copies, we moved back to Crush Tone.
Yeah.
So,
Crush Tone's a really cool studio. It was totally different from the second album, which we recorded in the middle of nowhere. If you know about Summa, it's like it's really cool, but the driveway goes way back, and you're just in the middle of the woods. And it's a really cool experience. And he's got a lot of like vintage equipment. And this time we're in the heart of the city, so it was a different feel.
And Jim Wirt was there too.
Yeah,
and that was really cool to talk with him, you know, produced Incubus and Hoobastank and, you know, all these other bands. And it was kind of just cool to sit around and pick his brain, especially after I was done with drums, because I, you know, I got done and so I could just kind of talk with him. And really, really cool guy.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. And the recording, you've got four tunes on here, and we're going to play another one coming up in a little bit, Free Tonight, which I have to admit is probably my absolute favorite of the EP.
That's my favorite too. And the funny thing about that was like one of the first songs I wrote when I was like 18 or something.
That song's actually on the first album.
Yeah, just acoustic. Very stripped down version. And then we started, I think maybe Steve had the idea like putting some drums in there. And anyways, it evolved into what you hear today. And I'm really happy with the way it came out.
Isn't that funny though, how the songs that you write when you're, you know, one of the first songs that you write, you know, it's, you think, oh, it's, you know, whatever, it's going to be, you know, something, right. That's, you know, and then it comes back to you.
Yeah. Yeah. In hindsight, kind of.
Yep.
You know, it's those ballads, you know, when you're young and
your
heart's a little
more
open.
Yeah. You're like, kind of like,
that's
more
what
pure
I get from
and
a song.
Untainted,
yeah.
Untainted by the world at that age. And so, yeah. So that's, yeah. If it was up to me, there would be like 20 songs on the album, but
oh, we're going to keep recording. Yeah. We're going to,
we got a lot of new stuff, but. We got not plans. A lot of money.
We got plans to release even more music this year. Instead of doing the full length like we did 2 years ago, Bohemian Nervosa, we're going to do a series of EPs this year and next.
We see a lot of bands doing that. I mean, that seems to be the album concept is kind of, it's kind of gone down the drain. You know, the 12 song.
The way music is always changing. You got to keep up with it.
No, that's so true.
That's,
you guys,
the way to do it now.
So you've got the show on Saturday. You've got the release party on Saturday at the Grog. And then you've got a busy week because you were going to be not only at the 10x3 on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Am I allowed to talk about the what's coming out?
Yeah.
In paper print?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so you're going to be the Scene Magazine Band of the Week, correct?
That's what Evan tells me.
Evan hooked up.
That's right, yeah.
So did you keep the secret from them until today? Was that how that went?
No, I didn't.
I just live with my head in the clouds.
No, everything that we're all doing, we keep each other in the loop. And just some things get skipped over when we're like reading through the message thread. You know, and like, what's going on? That's going on? Oh, didn't know.
I knew about it. I just forgot about it.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. So the Scene Magazine Band of the Week Wednesday. Then you're going to be at Brothers Lounge Wednesday night for a little, you know, preview of what people can hear on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice, intimate, kind of acoustic performance.
Yeah, stripped down from the big rock show we're doing on Saturday.
Are you going to have pyrotechnics and everything?
Oh, yeah. Just...
No, they wouldn't let us in the grog shop. Fire hazards.
Yeah, sparklers are prohibited.
Because this will be the first New Moon Rising show that I've been to, so I need to know what to expect. Like, do I need...
Some people come with hula hoops. Some people just come with...
For the first time, we're actually having a live painter, if you've ever seen those at concerts. Along with...
Ryan Otto is his name?
Ryan Otto, yeah.
So how does that work? Where's he going to stand? What's he going to do? And...
I think he's going to be standing... off the side of the stage instead of on the stage. I've seen live painters at the Grog Shop before, but it's something we'll figure out when we get there.
Wow, that's really cool. Well, how about another tune since you've got your instruments out?
This is a brand new one off the new EP, Pura Vida. This song's called Golden Beach. I wrote it after a little stint to Costa Rica.
That's where you got the album title too, right?
Which is also where I got the album title from last winter. This song's called Golden Beach.
New Moon Rising on Neo Rocks.
If I pass this way again on a journey far away, if I pass this way again on a journey far away, I'll be sure to take your hand and I know that you'll wait right there. Life. leave behind. So give me one good reason. Gotta change my mind. If I pass this way again, I'm on a journey far away. If I pass this way again, I'm on a journey far away.
Good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
So who's excited about Saturday, huh?
This guy.
Right here.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
One of the cool things we were talking about off the air is just, you know, how you guys are kind of spreading your wings, I guess you could say, kind of breaking into the scene a little bit more. That's got to be kind of a cool thing to for you guys, huh?
Yeah. I'll talk about that a little bit. Basically just immerse myself in the Cleveland music scene, whether it's, you know, just going to shows, talking to people. Evan's extremely good at just chopping it up. And just kind of, you know, what we got going on right now is just kind of breaking through onto this other side of this city. It's a good thing.
Yeah. I think especially for me and Steve after, you know, as we mentioned before, how we came in the band, we've only recorded on this album and, you know, learning the whole second album, Bohemian Versa. Nervosa again. Yeah, it's really exciting the way the scene has kind of opened its arms to us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Evan is definitely no stranger. I was at Akron Musica for the 10x3. I believe that was about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
You came up to me out of nowhere, and I was like, whoa, you're the guy that's my Facebook friend who I've never met before. And you were so kind to me.
Yeah, that's...
That's what you do.
Yeah, I just tried to push the attitude of New Moon Rising onto people and not force our music to
In the kindest way.
Yeah. Evan's our lead guitar player and our manager and promoter.
Yeah, our agent. And
well, he's very thorough.
He deserves a lot of credit.
Well, where can people find out more about you guys online? Where's a good site to go?
Well, everything is linked to our Facebook, which is where most of the stuff gets posted nowadays anyway. So if you go to our Facebook page, that's where you can get links to everything. Yeah, we have a website. We have a good website that we need to update, guys.
Yeah.
We
got
a
Spotify.
It's got some videos on it. We got a YouTube channel, which is
the Pandora station, too.
That's right, which is mostly live videos. The YouTube, you can see a lot of us playing live at various venues across everywhere. And the Pandora station is a really cool thing. Yeah.
All right, so what is your – where can they go? Where's your Facebook page? If,
I just searched New Moon Rising.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know the URL.
facebook.com/NewMoonRisingMusic.
Hold on, I got it. New Moon Rising Music. Okay.
Oh, guys.
We're on there, I think, right?
Yeah, we have a really cool Instagram, too, which is just New Moon Rising Band. We try to post on as much
Didn't
as we can.
Didn't Spotify got released today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we watched it like 5 times.
Oh, damn.
In all fairness, they don't have headphones, so, you know, maybe you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear.
That's fair. Well, Steve, Justin, Terry, and Evan, thank you guys so much for coming down. Everybody listening,
yes,
they will be at the Grog Shop 7:30 this Saturday, again with... By Light We Loom, Michael McFarlane, and
Fever.
So how about one last song from the EP? We're going to do Free Tonight. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Free Tonight.
Thanks again, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks.
Here is New Moon Rising, Free Tonight on Neo Rocks.
Anywhere.
down.